Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. It's good to have you with us here on Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2022. This is Squirrel Chatter, a podcast dedicated primarily to the public reading of Scripture, secondarily to my thoughts on various topics, although you're going to have to wait until next week to get my thoughts on various topics, because this is pre-recorded, and it's pre-recorded because I am off-grid this week. I am at high school camp at Camp Utmost, where I am playing silly games and leading devotionals and eating too much in the dining hall. And, you know, all the good stuff you do at camp. I may even go swimming. You never know. So I am off in the woods. I am out of cell phone contact. You're not going to see me on Facebook. You're not going to see me on Twitter. You're not going to see me on Truth Social. I've gone silent for the week. I can't even text my wife. Although I have been told that there's one place where you can stand behind the dormitory and get enough signal to send a text message via SMS, not by... It'd be the green tweet, not the blue tweet. If you're an iPhone person, you know what I'm talking about. Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. You can head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the great curated podcasts over there. There's always something worth listening to. Over 50 different podcasts. So you're sure to find something that's going to pique your interest or entertain you and hopefully edify and enlighten you as well. All right, our scripture reading today is going to be Proverbs 19 through 21, Psalm 40, and Romans 16. Let's begin, as we always do, with our prayer of confession from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now Proverbs 19. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked in lips and is a fool. Also, it is not good for a person to be without knowledge, and he who hurries his footsteps sins. The folly of man subverts his way, but his heart rages against Yahweh. Wealth adds many friends, but a poor man is separated from a friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will not escape. Many will seek the favor of a noble man, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends distance themselves from him? He pursues them with words, but they are no more. He who acquires a heart of wisdom loves his own soul, but he who keeps discernment will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a slave to rule over princes. A wise man's insight makes him slow to anger, and it is his honor to overlook a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is destruction to his father, and the contentions of a wife are a constant dripping. House and wealth are an inheritance from fathers, but a wife who has insight is from Yahweh. Laziness casts into a deep sleep, and a slack-handed soul will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who despises his way will die. He who is gracious to a poor man lends to Yahweh, and he will repay him for his bountiful deed. Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not direct your soul to put him to death. A man of great wrath will bear the penalty, for if you deliver him, you will only have to do it again. Listen to counsel and receive discipline, that you may be wise at the end of your days. Many thoughts are in a man's heart, but it is the counsel of Yahweh that will stand. What is desirable in a man is his loving kindness, and better is a poor man than a man of falsehood. The fear of Yahweh leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, not visited by evil. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, but will not even bring it back to his mouth. Strike a scoffer, and the simple may become prudent, but reprove one who has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He who assaults his father and causes his mother to flee is a son who brings shame. Cease listening, my son, to discipline, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A vile witness scoffs at justice, and the mouth of the wicked swallows up iniquity. Judgments are established for scoffers, and beatings for the back of fools. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the roar of a lion. He who provokes him to anger sins against his own soul. It is a glory for a man to cease quarreling, but any ignorant fool will break out in dispute. The sluggard does not plow from winter on, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of discernment draws it out. Many a man will call out his own loving kindness, but a faithful man who can find? A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. A king who sits on the throne of justice disperses all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean from my sin? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are an abomination to Yahweh. It is by his deeds that a young man makes himself known, if his conduct is pure and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made them both. Do not love sleep, lest you become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food. Bad, bad, says the buyer. But when he goes his way, then he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of pearls, but the lips of knowledge are a more precious vessel. Take his garment when he becomes a guarantor for a stranger, and for foreigners hold him in pledge. Bread obtained by lying is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth will be filled with gravel. Thoughts are established by counsel, so make war by guidance. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one of loose lips. He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in the midst of the darkness. An inheritance gained hurriedly at the beginning, in the end, will not be blessed. Do not say, I will repay evil. Hope in Yahweh, and he will save you. Differing weights are an abomination to Yahweh, and a deceitful balance is not good. The steps of a man are from Yahweh. How then can man understand his way? It is a trap for a man to say rashly, it is holy, and after the vows to make inquiry. A wise king winnows the wicked and turns the threshing wheel over them. The breath of man is a lamp of Yahweh, searching all the innermost parts of his body. Loving kindness and truth will guard the king, and he upholds his throne by loving kindness. The honor of young men is their strength, and the majesty of old men is their gray hair. Stripes that wound scour away evil, and strokes reach the innermost parts of the body. Chapter 21. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hands of Yahweh. He turns it wherever he pleases. Every man's way is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is chosen by Yahweh over sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the fallow ground of the wicked, are sin. The thoughts of the diligent lead surely to profit, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. Working for treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting breath by those who pursue death. The destruction of the wicked will drag them away because they refuse to do justice. The way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is upright. It is better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious. The soul of the wicked craves evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the scoffer is punished, the simple becomes wise. And when one considers wisdom, he receives knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked, turning the wicked to ruin. He who shuts his ears to the outcry of the poor will himself also call and not be answered. A gift in secret subdues anger, and a bribe in the bosom strong wrath. To do justice is pleasure for the righteous, but is ruin to the workers of iniquity. A man who wanders from the way of insight will rest in the assembly of the dead. He who loves pleasure will become a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not become rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the treacherous is in the place of the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and vexing woman. There is desirable treasure and oil in the abode of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up. He who pursues righteousness and loving kindness finds life, righteousness, and glory. A wise man goes up to the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. He who keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Arrogant, haughty, scoffer are his names, who acts with arrogant fury. The desire of the sluggard puts him to death, for his hand refuses to work. All day long he is insatiably craving, while the righteous gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with a wicked scheme? A false witness will perish, but the man who listens will speak forever. A wicked man displays a brazen face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. There is no wisdom, there is no discernment, there is no counsel against Yahweh. The horse is set for the day of battle, but salvation belongs to Yahweh. And now Psalm 40. For the choir director, of David, a psalm. I hoped earnestly for Yahweh, and he inclined to me and heard my cry for help. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a high rock. He established my steps. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in Yahweh. How blessed is the man who has made Yahweh his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who stray into falsehood. Many, O Yahweh, my God, are the wondrous deeds you have done and your thoughts toward us. There is none to compare with you. I would declare and speak of them, but they are too numerous to recount. Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. But I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my inner being. I proclaim good news of righteousness in the assembly. Behold, I do not restrain my lips. O Yahweh, you know. I do not conceal your righteousness within my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your salvation. I do not hide your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. You, O Yahweh, will not withhold your compassion from me. Your loving kindness and your truth will continually guard me. For evils beyond number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to see. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. Be pleased, O Yahweh, to deliver me. Make haste, O Yahweh, to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who seek my life to sweep it away. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in evil against me. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, "Aha! Aha!" Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, Yahweh be magnified. As for me, I am afflicted and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and the one who rescues me. Do not delay, O my God. And now Romans 16. Now I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church which is in Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord in a matter worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matters she may have need of you, for she herself has been a benefactor of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphroditus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Greet Mary, who has labored much for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding to the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amphilitus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Trypana and Tryphosa, laborers in the Lord. Greet Persis the beloved, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, a choice man in the Lord, also his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brothers, to keep your eye on those who cause dissension and stumblings contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own stomach, and by their smooth and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. For the report of your obedience has reached to all. Therefore I am rejoicing over you, but I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and so do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you, and Quartus, our brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, who has been made known to all the Gentiles, leading to obedience of faith, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And that is Squirrel Chatter for this Tuesday. Hope you have a great day. Remember, please, to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.